Exciting news, the Planet Peterson store on Shopify is now open. Click the top link in the description to go to Shopify, where you can check out shirts, stickers, digital artwork, and more. Thank you.
Okay, so my big thing with evolution, and hear me out, all right, I don't think you evolve. I don't think you evolve. You didn't evolve from an ape. I think you adapt. I think creatures adapt to certain climates.
How do they adapt?
They adapt because they adapt to their environment.
How?
How they do physiological changes in their bodies, right?
Yeah, how do those changes happen?
Because their body knows, like, if I don't adapt...
I didn't ask why, I asked how.
I mean, I'm not that animal, all right? And this is why the argument gets so crazy all the time. What? I'm not the animal that would adapt. And there have been many that have adapted, but...
Well, humans have adaptations. There are humans that live in parts of the world that have very unique features.
You have some sick hair, dude.
Okay.
It's nice.
Yep.
Yeah, I just don't think it's evolution. I think it's more adaptation. You're asking me how do they adapt? That? I'm asking you how do they evolve?
Well, I could tell you that, but if you're going to tell me it's not this, it's that, tell me how it works.
You have to give me a reason to
believe you.
Sir, I already told you I don't know.
Well, then why do you believe it?
I just don't believe in the theory of evolution.
Why do you believe in adaptation if you like literally can't even explain how it works?
Because I feel like you more adapt than you evolve. Like, you adapt to your climate.
But you don't even know
what that means. You adapt to your environment.
In the short term, when I walk into a dark room, my eyes adjust. But that's, I don't know if that's what you mean by adapt, but an organism cannot change, like, its organs. It cannot develop new body proportions and new features and all that stuff. Through adapting.
Some species actually do that, but like what, I'm not gonna
if you're talking about the metamorphosis of a caterpillar into a butterfly, that's not an adaptation. That's just something that's genetically programmed into them.
All right, well, you put it that way, then everything you can say is genetically programmed.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean? Like, you can say that. The whole, for any argument, you could use that. You know what I mean? So I just
actually go ahead.
Just give me your side because I like to hear every side. So I would like to hear your side about the evolution.
Well, I can tell you why the adaptation thing cannot explain anything, because adaptation is not a thing that happens. The only way an organism can adapt over time, by which we mean change. We're not talking about how Arctic hares turn white in the winter and then brown in the summer. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about the species actually changing.
All right, I came in way late, so I'm not understanding that reference.
It wasn't a reference to anything. It's just something. It wasn't a reference to anything that was said previously, because I'm just getting started. But anyways.
The only way
for an organism to change is for changes in its genes or in the expression of its genes to occur. So the only way an organism can acquire some new adaptation is for that organism to evolve.
A field changes over populations.
Yes.
Wait, what? What was that you said?
Allele changes in populations.
Yes.
I'm trying to find my book.
Each generation has a set of genetic mutations that are different from those that gave rise to them.
Yeah, so
no life form is a perfect clone of its parent.
No life form is a perfect clone of what?
Of its parent. So, which in a way is evolution.
Generational time, over generations, things will change. They will evolve. Right?
See, that's all I'm saying. I just think it's adaptation. They adapt more than they evolve. But because evolution says we come from monkeys.
Not
and really, there's still monkeys.
No, we're ape. Yeah. We have ape descendants.
Yeah, what, white people?
What?
Or all people.
What? All no, humans. No,
it's a serious...
All humans. Okay.
Yeah, all humans. Our species originated in Africa.
Homo habilis, Homo erectus, Homo habilis. Like, we could list and list and list. How many do you need? How many generational changes of... How many fossil records do you need of human change over time? What type of evidence would you need to be like, okay, that's real?
I went and found my notebook, so give me some stuff to look at then. Like, you want me to see your point? I'm open to everything.
I'll look up the human tree, our evolutionary tree, or look up the evidence of evolution within humans.
Yeah, we found those missing links, like, a really long time ago.
Yeah.
You can look up... Like, are you talking about, like, the missing links, like the
Lucy.
Talking about. Yeah, that. Okay. See, it just seems weird to me.
Well, that's not a reason why something is or is not true.
Yeah.
Oh, I know. That's why I'm gonna look it up. It just seems weird to
me. And look up retroviruses.
Retroviruses?
Yes.
Endogenous retroviruses.
Endogenous retroviruses within DNA.
What is that? Can you give me a little explanation, kind of?
Go ahead.
Yeah. So endogenous retroviruses are in our DNA. There are viral inserts. Viruses have infected the DNA of animals over hundreds of millions of years, and sometimes that DNA literally gets stuck in the DNA that they insert into our cells gets stuck in our genomes and stays there. And it's been happening, like I said, for hundreds of millions of years. But they occur in very specific spots. And humans and chimpanzees share, I think it's 209 out of 214. We share 214 out of a total of, like, there's only a few that we don't share. Yeah. And the odds of that being coincidental are just impossible.
Zilch to none.
Zero to none.
Okay. Well, I'll have to look that up.
Yeah. You'll have to come up with an argument for what adaptation is, because if that's your alternative, then we need to know what it is purported to be doing, because it's just right now it just stands in place of the alternative theory, but it's like literally just the name and nothing else.
The funny thing is adaptation is part of the evolution of evolutionary theory.
That's what I was just gonna ask, like, is it adaptation or evolution? I always went with adaptation.
No, it's just, like, evolution.
You always adapt to your environment. You don't evolve. I don't evolve to another species because I want.
Well, of course, you don't. Evolution takes extraordinarily long periods of time. Yes. Latin didn't become English in one generation.
Yeah. I mean,
it's not Digimon.
You can make an argument for everything.
Hey, don't
you? I don't even know what is that?
That is, I want it to
what
be.
What is Digimon?
Digimon is like Pokemon, but better.
That's blasphemy.
Digimon was better.
Okay, I know what Pokemon is. All right, now I know what Digimon is. And like, you guys can argue that one. I have no clue what either is. Like, I've never been into either one of them. But, no, I'll look into it. And you're right, adaptation, evolution, like, I could ask you the same thing, in the same way.
He's walking away from his phone. Say hi.
I know.
Say hi, Miso so Kitty.
Beautiful.
All right, that's... well, JJ, we'll talk again some other time.